All right, welcome to an emergency episode of the Triangle Sports Take. When we put out our most recent episode a couple weeks ago, I believe we said that unless something crazy happened, we were just going to wait until after the tournament was done to do another episode. Something crazy has happened, so we are doing an emergency episode while the tournament is still going on. And that crazy thing, as everyone knows, is NC State and Duke are actually matching up against each other in the Elite Eight. We are recording this episode on Saturday, March the 30th. It's a day before the game, so I guess about 24 hours before, and a day after NC State beat Marquette in the Sweet 16 and Duke beat Houston in the Sweet 16. I actually texted Cody Mitchell the other day. I have him on the phone with me right now and said, hey, if this happens, do y'all want to do an emergency episode? And, you know, obviously I'm the Carolina fan of the podcast, so it didn't matter either way to me. They both said yes. So I've got him on the phone. We're just going to do a short episode just to kind of talk about this, maybe talk about how they got there, that kind of stuff. If you're listening to this episode and you're like, man, I can't wait to hear Carson give his thoughts about Carolina and what happened with them in the tournament, you might as well skip ahead to the next episode, because I'm not going to say anything about Carolina. We're going to save that for our episode recapping the tournament. So that'll be in a few weeks or so. This one is, we're strictly just going to talk NC State and Duke matching up against each other. Since you guys are the two fans involved in this one, how do y'all want to do it? Do you guys want to give some thoughts? When y'all want to go first? Do you guys want me to give a few thoughts? How do we want to start this one off? I'll kind of let y'all make the call on that.
You can, if you want to get your thoughts first, then you can pass it over to me and Cody.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So, yeah, I think this is pretty crazy that State and Duke are matching up in the Elite Eight, especially considering the fact that just 2 years ago, Carolina and Duke were, you know, matching up in the Final Four. The fact that we're having two out of the last three tournaments now, two teams from the Triangle matching up against each other, is kind of unheard of. And I remember looking at the bracket at the beginning of the tournament when this started, when I was filling it out and everything, and, you know, noticing the fact that State and Duke are right there in the same region, but I was like, oh, they'd have to both make it to the Elite Eight to match up. Like, what are the chances of that happening? But funny enough, here we are. They actually are going to play each other for a chance to go to the Final Four. It is pretty wild that that's happening. The only thoughts I really have are, as far as who I think is going to win, I'm not totally sure. I do feel like NC State, with the way they just keep winning and keep beating teams they're expected to lose to, they kind of have a whole like team of destiny vibes, so that makes me kind of lean towards them. But at the same time, Duke has been playing a lot better since the tournament started. The only other thoughts I'll really give, because I know most people want to hear what Cody Mitchell had to say about this, the only other thoughts I'll give is, I've thought about this from the perspective of what's it going to be like for the fan bases if they lose this game. And one thing I thought of was, if Duke loses this game, it's going to be kind of tough for their fan base to take it, because that's going to be two out of the last 3 years that they've gotten knocked out of the tournament by one of their rivals right down the road. Carolina 2 years ago, if they lose to State in this game, that would definitely be tough to take if you're a Blue Devil fan. And then on the other hand, let's say if Duke wins and State loses this game, you know, I think all NC State fans have enjoyed these past few weeks. It's been the best few weeks that they've ever seen. Like, I know Cody, for example, you've never seen them do anything like this. Last time they were in the Elite Eight, I think, was in the mid-80s. Last time they won the ACC tournament was in the mid-80s. So you've quite literally never seen them do this. So I think no matter what, State fans, even if they lose tomorrow, they're going to say, hey, what a ride. This was fun. This was enjoyable. But it will sting a lot, and I think take some of the enjoyment out of this run if they lose to Duke of all teams, you know, one of their rivals right down the road, ACC team. I think that will kind of put a stain on this run that they've been on. Those are pretty much my thoughts. I know people are probably wondering, as the Carolina fan, who are you pulling for? I have never pulled for Duke, and I cannot pull for Duke, so that's kind of my answer to that question. And then another thing I thought of, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to me if the floor just kind of opened up and swallowed both teams mid-game tomorrow. You know, I wouldn't think that was the worst thing in the world tomorrow, but either way, it'll be fun to watch. Those are all my initial thoughts. I don't know if one of you guys wants to go next, if you'll have any questions for me, anything like that, but I'll kind of turn it over to you guys for the rest of the episode now.
You can take it first, Cody, if you want to.
All right. Yeah. So this has been an extremely enjoyable run. I think both of you can attest my watching of State has really declined over the last 4 years to really watching very few games. I get very frustrated by it. I'm not entertained by it. And I shut it off. And going into the end of the season, we lost 7 of our last 9 games to pretty much seal our fate as a non-contender in postseason play. And I was pretty much out with Keats. DJ Burns didn't do anything. Kind of the whole team had fallen apart. And to see this magical run is, I won't say it's like, you know, it's completely changed my outlook on State, but it's definitely been like kind of reinvigorated being a fan, if that makes sense. You know, like, obviously I was never not a State fan, but, you know, just add some excitement. It's hard to cheer for mediocrity every year and stay excited and passionate, if you know what I'm saying. So obviously getting that aspect of it has been thrilling. Win or lose next game, I gotta say I'm extremely proud of what the team has done and excited about it. Going into the end of the season, I don't think anyone expected us to win 2 games in the ACC tournament, much less win the ACC championship and then make it to the Elite Eight. You know, it's been a wild ride. As far as our path through the NCAA tournament, what's crazy is Oakland was probably the scariest game that we've played. they were fun to play against. But I don't know, just, you know, it's been exciting. I feel like everything has kind of come together at the right time. Watching the game against Marquette, it was very like an in-control game, which is weird. You know, every time they went on any kind of a run or, you know, got a couple quick buckets, I think like somebody different on State would step up with a 3-pointer or a big and one or just a big bucket. And we really shut them down from ever really gaining any momentum to go on. You know, a lot of basketball games, especially in college, are a game of runs. There's no runs. There's 15-2 runs. And it kind of goes back and forth. I felt like we did a good job kind of controlling the game. State is finally, it's almost like it took an entire season for Keats's principles of defense and offense to come together. And it's finally clicking. The guys are playing with confidence. I mean, it's a lot of fun to watch. You know, just the system, that's always been, I think you guys can attest to this. My big complaint with Keats has always been that if we're not playing in the fast break, there is no system of play on defense or offense, right? I've always said when we get into the half court, defensively or offensively, we're a shambolic mess. But if we can get out and run and play with teams, we can beat anybody. And it's been really good to see us run an offense where, you know, the ball movement, it goes inside out, around the perimeter. There's passing, there's handoffs, there's pick and roll. Using DJ Burns as a passer instead of a black hole has been extremely impressive. Just his awareness, his knowing how to use his frame and everything. I feel like all the coaching is finally starting to click, and that can really turn the tide for any team. So it's been exciting. As far as matching up against Duke, I think the matchup itself will be really, really entertaining. You know, I think the guards are a pretty even matchup, maybe an edge to Duke. But, you know, DJ Horn could get on any team in the country and play. Michael McConnell has looked a lot better. Morsell is probably one of the elite perimeter defensive players in the NCAA tournament. a real like lockdown perimeter defender. I really think it's going to be interesting to see how the bigs match up, how we end up guarding Filipowski. Obviously, DJ Burns can't move with him, but seeing Diarra, I mean, he has the athleticism to go out to the perimeter and then defend down low as well. Just a freak athlete. He's been gobbling up rebounds. And then also on the offensive side, he can shoot a three. He's got a pretty shot. He can spread the floor a little bit where we can go four out when DJ Burns is playing center. I think it's going to be a really interesting matchup, how Duke matches up with our bigs and then also how we decide to defend against Duke's bigs. I kind of think that's where the game will be decided. I think the guard play will kind of even itself out. But really curious to hear Mitchell's thoughts before I make my prediction.
Yeah, so kind of to reiterate some of the things that you guys have already said, it's definitely a game that is going to be a lot of fun to watch. It's weird that I feel this way, but this is one of those teams, like one of these state teams, where you can't really hate on them. So, like from a fan perspective, it's weird to say that if state wins, I'm not really going to be upset about it, which I would never say about UNC beating Duke in the tournament. So from that perspective, I'm not going to be very upset on, I guess, like if state does find a way to beat Duke, which I think they obviously can because they've proven that they can, and they've beat some good teams over the last two weeks. But they're getting hot at the right time, and like Cody said, they're starting to figure out how Keats wants them to play. I think another way to look at it too is you got UConn and Purdue over there that obviously one of them is going to probably be in the championship game. And looking at this game, it's like, for me, it's hard to look. And I know I should take things one game at a time, but it's hard for me to see the winner of this game winning the national championship, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But I know crazier things have happened, and anybody can win on any given day. Any team's not shooting well, that kind of thing. But I guess the other part of me is like, I honestly would not care that, or I wouldn't be upset if state won, and I obviously want Duke to win, but I say that knowing that the hate that Duke fans are probably going to receive, like what's the right word? Not globally, but locally as a whole, is probably going to be a lot if state comes and beats them. So part of me is also like, well, that's going to kind of suck, but I mean, guys like Burns, you just can't hate on them. But anyway, talking about the game a little bit more, I agree. I honestly think that the game's really going to only come down to two things. But before I say what I think those two things are, I think that the teams are, I mean, state's playing better. I mean, Duke's not, they're not playing as good as they were towards the end of the regular season before they took those two L's in a row. I think the teams are pretty evenly matched, to be honest with you. State's playing better. Duke's, like, starting to get there a little bit, but they're still, I mean, as far as, like, on paper goes, I mean, you look at the paper, you would think Duke probably would win, and, I mean, they probably should, but the way that state's playing, I think it's probably a 50-50 game, to be honest. But as far as like what it comes down to, I think it's simply two things. I think the matchup of Filipowski and Burns, number one. It's difficult for Burns to guard Filipowski because he's so much taller and lankier and he can shoot. But then Burns down low, he can back in on Filipowski because he's so much bigger and stronger. So I think it's going to be really just a matter of fouls on Filipowski, because if Filipowski's covering Burns, I think he's going to be in the danger zone from the beginning. I think if you're Shire, you look to have like a Ryan Young or a Sean Stewart, or maybe probably not Mark Mitchell, because you need to have him cover Diarra, because they've got kind of a similar body type and height. So I think it's really going to come down to that. Is Filipowski getting foul trouble early? Because if he doesn't, then I think his presence on the offensive end is going to come into play a lot more, because, I mean, it is going to be difficult for Burns to cover Filipowski if Duke's feeding him the ball. I mean, last night against Houston, that was kind of the game plan down the stretch, is just get to the ball because they couldn't guard him. To be fair, it's tough to guard a guy that's 7'1", that his wingspan's, what, like 7'7", and he can shoot threes. But that's number one. But I think number two is really just going to come down to which team wants it more. These teams are very evenly matched. I think turnovers, just taking care of the basketball, like getting on the floor for balls, playing good defense. I mean, all those little things, I think is going to be the other reason for a team to win or lose. And Duke has been subject to turning the ball over a lot this season. So I think turnovers could come back to bite them in this game if they're not careful. But just wanting it more, and then that Burns-Filipowski matchup is going to be critical. I mean, the guard play is similar. I think Horn's got to get going for State. I might be wrong in saying this, but I don't think he's had a game lately where he's done, like, amazing. I'm sure he's had, like, a 15, 16-point game, but I don't think he's had, like, a 25, 30-point game recently that I can remember. And not to say that he'll have to have that, but I think he'll have to score quite a bit for State. But the other thing that I'd like to say too, and this is kind of like not along the lines of who do I think is going to win, but I think the sports betting aspect of these games ever since March Madness has started has made me, my allegiance is kind of blurred, because for the first time ever in that UNC game the other night, I found myself kind of wanting UNC to win because I had money on them. So from that perspective, it's like I kind of want to put money on State because they're the underdog technically. I mean, Vegas says they are. And in my eyes, it's a 50-50 matchup. So if 50% chance for State to win, then it would make sense to put your money on them. So I just thought that was funny to think about. But, yeah, that's my thoughts on the game. I mean, as far as the prediction goes, who do I think is going to win? I honestly don't even want to say, because I really do think it's a 50-50 matchup. I mean, I think I'll say this. Whoever, and this is a dumb way to predict it, but I think whoever's guards shoot better is going to win. I know who that's going to be? I would think it would probably be Duke's guards, because McCain and Roach have been shooting well lately. So if I had to predict a score, predict the winner, I'd say I think Duke's going to win. But it's really probably a 50-50 game.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it the other night when you texted some of us and said you were actually wanting Carolina to win since you put some money on them. I do have one more question for you guys. Cody, did you want to give your prediction before I ask the question or no?
Yeah. I was waiting for Mitchell to give his prediction because I didn't really have one. Very much like him, I think it's going to be a 50-50 game. I think it's going to be a low score. Both teams have been playing crazy good defense. I think it's going to be wildly entertaining.
Okay. So not really a prediction from either of y'all. Sounds like you guys are each kind of feeling each other out on that one. I won't really give a prediction myself, but I will say this. I did put a few bucks on NC State to win. I mean, they are the underdog, so that helps the payout a little bit. Now, the question I was going to ask you guys before we end this one is, when y'all saw that State and Duke were both in the Sweet 16 and a win away from facing each other, the question for both of y'all, did you want that to happen? Did you not want that to happen? Or did you really care? I just want to know your thoughts on whether you wanted that to happen or not.
Something that I thought was really interesting, and not to drag this out too far, but I think this statement kind of addresses the question. I was talking to a State fan last night at a Sports and Social, just a random guy, and it kind of echoes what Cody's been saying, but I was asking him, this was before the Duke game started, and after the State game ended, I was like, who would you rather play? Would you rather play Duke or would you rather play Houston? And he said, honestly, at this point, I don't think it matters, because the way that State's playing, I don't think it's more about the opponent so much as just about how the teams come together. And I think that maybe Cody would agree with that. But also, just from like a Duke perspective, I kind of feel the same way. I don't think it matters that much when you get this deep into the tournament. I mean, obviously, you don't want to play a UConn or a Purdue until you have to, but really, to win a tournament like this, you're going to have to play a good team. So I am kind of indifferent to the matchup. If it would have been UNC, I would have said, no, I don't really want that matchup again. But it's also like, this is the fourth time that we've played each other this season. So it's like, geez, again, you know, but I wouldn't say I welcome the matchup, or I wouldn't say that I don't want it. It's kind of, I'm kind of indifferent to it at this point. Just kind of like, let's just get on with the game, you know?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Cody, what about you?
Yeah, I'm with Mitchell. I'll be honest with you. I watched part of the Duke game, and I'll be honest, I fell asleep during it because I wasn't that invested. I was still on the high from State winning, and I just, you know, to me, even when State, like during the regular season, at the end of the season, when we lost 7-9, 9 times out of 10, it was beating ourselves. Like Mitchell said, the other State fan said, I don't think it's as much about the opponent. I think it's more about State beating State, or State doing what we can do to win. You know, and I guess you can say that for a lot of teams. I mean, you looked at it, you watched it with Baylor beating themselves against Clemson because they missed 50% of their free throws. They shot like 15 of 35, it seemed like. I mean, that a lot of times in the NCAA tournament, especially at this level, teams are pretty evenly matched. It comes down to if you can keep your head, keep your coolness, and do what you do well and not get outside of what you do on a normal game. I mean, if you look at Marquette, they shot like 3 of 30 from 3. I mean, it was an abysmal percentage. And it really came down to they just didn't have their composure. And I think that's really what it's going to come down to in this game. I didn't care who we played. So I think I'm kind of the same. I'm indifferent. At this point, I just want to avoid UConn or Purdue for as long as possible.
Yeah, that makes sense. I agree with you there. Yeah, that all makes sense to me. Any last things y'all want to add? I'm about ready to wrap this one up, but I don't know if you guys had any last things you wanted to put in there.
No, I mean, just hope it's a good game tonight. Hope it's entertaining. And obviously, I'd like the Blue Devils to get the win, but I think it's going to be a really close game, and I think it should be interesting. And I would like for the winner of this game to win the whole thing. If State ends up winning, I hope that they win the championship. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm with Mitchell. I'm rooting for a really good game. Obviously, I'm rooting hard for State. You know, this is uncharted territory for Cody Tart. I would absolutely love to see State make the Final Four. But here's what I think the country should be rooting for, is the DJ Burns versus Edie matchup.
Yeah.
Because that would be wildly entertaining. Two very immobile guys with a nice drop step that are opposite body shapes of each other.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, that would be pretty epic if they matched up against each other in the Final Four. I agree with that. Anyways, I guess next episode we're going to have will be after the tournament. So one of you guys will have your team in the Final Four, so congratulations, I suppose. Yeah, anyways, I think that's it for this episode. Hope everyone has a great Easter holiday, and hope everyone enjoys the game.
Yep, y'all have a happy Easter. Talk to you after the Final Four.